B-Pod Studios.
O'clock hour, Mike Missanelli Show, General Knowledge Wednesday, prize today, pair of tickets to see Zach Brown Band. All you have to do is answer a General Knowledge question correctly, you'll qualify for that. 4 o'clock hour is brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop, created jaw-dropping outdoor paradise, online at landisbc.com. Let's play with this concept of teamwork again. And, you know, he doesn't help a team win or blah, blah, blah. And why it doesn't apply in baseball. See, when it comes to star players in baseball, there's no such thing as team. And here's an example. Like, you can point out every other example in every other sport. Like, in football, teamwork, an example would be, I don't know, wide receiver getting down to throw a downfield block, right? In basketball, it's setting a pick for a guy. Or it's you know, hitting an open man for a three-pointer. In hockey, same thing. You get the helper. Or you draw the defense, you flip it over to a guy, and he's at the foot of the net, and he puts it in. All teamwork, right? Baseball star player. Here's an example of teamwork in baseball. Guy's on second. You pull the ball as a left-handed hitter to the right side. You get him to third base. You give yourself up. You know who does that? Players like Eric Bruntlett does stuff like that. They don't even bunt anymore in baseball, right? I'm taking that out of the teamwork part. They're not going to ask Bryce Harper to be a team player when there's a guy on second base with nobody out to get him to third. Why? Because Bryce Harper can hit a two-run homer. They'd rather have that. There's no such thing as when you're a star player. You don't have to be a team player. It doesn't matter. He can come in here as the most selfish lout ever. You stick him in a lineup, you got a better lineup.
I'm trying to think of a scenario.
There's no scenario in baseball where the concept of team really comes into play.
Really, it's the lesser player who's asked in a way to make...
Exactly, like sacrifices.
Right, because Harper's going to be on base a lot, no matter what people think. He walks a ton.
Right.
He's going to be on base a lot.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, you'd ask a lesser hitter later in the order to do something if he's at second.
But you don't even ask lesser hitters anymore. They don't bunt anymore in baseball. If there's a guy at second base, you expect your eight-hole hitter to get a base hit to get the run batted in. They teach launch angle now. They don't teach ground balls.
Yeah.
This is when you're a star in baseball, it doesn't matter that you're not a so-called team player. And I don't even know what that means when it comes to baseball.
You know what? In Philly, it means this phony thing called hustle. And the reason I say it's phony, this is why I say it's phony.
Right.
Because Utley's the ultimate hustle player. Uh-huh. But he also was the ultimate dirty player. Like, broke a guy's leg legitimately. Mm-hmm. Like, a bad guy in that way, if he did it to one of us. And he's considered a hustle player. And I don't really know if I want my players to be dirty. So, but he's the only hustle player. Because who else is called a hustle player in baseball in this city? Other than Utley.
I don't know.
Nobody.
There's been 1,000 hustle hockey always, players.
There's always a hustle backup infielder.
Oh, yeah,
on a baseball team. But you raised the interesting point about Utley, because Jimmy Rollins wasn't known as a team player, right?
Yeah, just one MVP.
All you had 2,400 hits. And I hate when he pops up as a leadoff hitter. All he did was like probably hit 100 home runs as a leadoff hitter, right? Which you don't count.
You know what's funny is, baseball has caught up to Jimmy Rollins. How Jimmy Rollins played his whole career, where people complain, that's how they tell every baseball player to play. Everybody, hit it on the ground, Jimmy. They tell you now, launch angle. He was launch angle way before launch angle was out.
Yes, he was.
The game has caught up to Jimmy Rollins. Jimmy was right.
See, this is what I mean. Jimmy Rollins on the surface, he's not a team player because he didn't run out occasional ground ball. But he gave you production like every year. And that's all that counts, is the production with a baseball player, not the team guy. Now, here's the guy. Here's a classic example of a guy. This guy emails me all the time, Joe. He says, when a guy makes it public he doesn't want to come to the city, then we don't want him. The fans will not hang on this. He'll be J.D. Drew in our eyes. The Phillies need to put the offer out there and say, you got 48 hours and then move on. The fans care more about the city than the player. We take it personal. And that is our fatal flaw.
Uh-huh.
Right there, that email is our fatal flaw as a fan. That we take it personal. Like, it's not personal. It's about having the best team out there. So it's like, he'll be J.D. Drew in our eyes. He won't be J.D. Drew in our eyes if he hits 45 home runs. J.D. Drew didn't want to sign here and didn't sign here. If Harper signs here, you're going to get the production from Harper. Let's go to Joe in South Philly. Joe, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Joe.
Hey, man. How you doing?
What's up?
I wanted to talk about what would happen if we didn't get him. I'm still hopeful that, you know, we could get Harper. Mm-hmm. But I don't think the entire offseason is a wash or a disappointment if we don't. You look at who we've already gotten and then who's still left. And there's still big names left on the board. And not necessarily, you know, these guys.
But like who? Harper, who?
But
who's left?
Like I said, they're not replacing Harper. But
well, who's on the board? Who are you talking about?
Marwin Gonzalez, 30 years old. He can play the outfield, and he can play left and right field.
Marwin Gonzalez.
I'm not saying he's replacing Harper. Switch hitter, he helps the lineup. Then you look at a guy like Carlos Gonzalez, 33 years old. And I'm not talking about long deals for these guys. They're older. I'm just saying they're going to help. You could even go after Adam Jones. And again, 1-2-year deal just to get some leadership in the clubhouse so that he understands. He's been to the playoffs plenty of times with the O's.
Yeah.
ALCS experience, he's a good guy to have in the clubhouse. Plus, you're still going to have some of that stupid money that they keep talking about to put into the starting pitching rotation. You get a guy like Dallas Keuchel, even a guy like Gio Gonzalez, you can talk about moving one of the guys that are in the rotation now to the pen. Looking at
Are you suggesting you'd rather do it this way than get Harper?
God, no.
Okay. All right. Well, I just want to know where you were. See, you're throwing darts here. You know, all what you said is okay. It's okay, but it's not going to win you anything. A guy like Harper wins you something, and you can't tease a fan base by saying you were going after these guys from the jump and then not come out with any of them. You know what that does psychologically to your fan base? You got Marwin Gonzalez out there, and he doesn't come through in a big spot, and the fans think it could have been Harper. What do you think they're going to take it out on the team?
So, we don't get Harper this year. We pick up 1, 2, maybe even 3 of these guys. You're looking at Arenado next year. You're looking at Arenado next year?
Oh, yeah. When did he say he wants to? He's going to come to Philadelphia? You got that? Is that certain? Is that certain that he's going to come? Come on, man. You want a general knowledge question? Would you like a general knowledge question?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, here we go. Colleges by U.S. state. Johns Hopkins, where is that? What state's it in?
Maryland.
That's correct. There you go. Another qualifier. Johns Hopkins, Baltimore, Maryland. Baltimore. Marwin Gonzalez? What do you think, Ty?
No. Let's stop.
Here's the thing that you can write in stone. No matter what they've done this offseason, if they don't get Bryce Harper, it is a failure. It's simple. Okay? Have they improved their team? Yeah. Have they improved their team enough to win anything? Nope. Steven Roxborough, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Steve.
Good afternoon, gentlemen and lady. How are you?
What's up, Steve?
Good to have you back. Good to have you back, Ned. I know you were in it.
She's on DL for a couple days.
Okay, well, good to have you back, Natalie.
Yeah.
Tyrone, don't you dare apologize for what you said about the criticizing the Flyers. If the Flyers fans can't handle it, so be it. So be it. Don't you apologize.
Tyrone's public enemy number one with the Flyer fan base now.
Hey.
He dared criticize Carter Hart.
Do you care at this point, Tyrone?
Yes, he does. He was taking it to heart. He was taking it to heart. Okay. He really was.
Okay. Now, as far as Harper, now the previous caller kind of made some good point. Granted, I know you got your mind set on Bryce Harper, which I don't blame you. You need to get the best player, but that don't mean you just give up the season and we just started spring training a week ago just because you don't get one guy.
Well, of course you give up the season. That's exactly what you do. what are you going to do? You're rooting for like the second prize in the beauty pageant.
I'm not saying don't go for it. Hell yeah, go for it. But see, if you make the best offer, if the Phillies make the best offer that they can make him, and he says no for whatever reason, then he says no.
But they can't let that happen.
Right?
No, they have control not to let that happen. They're not going to offer him $350 million he's going to turn it down because nobody else is going to offer him $350 million. So if they don't offer him $350 million, guess whose problem it is? The Phillies. It's okay. The Phillies' problem because that's what it would need to take to sign him.
And I'm not saying don't offer that to him, but let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose they do offer him 10 years, 350, and he still says...
Well, then at that point, you can't blame him because then he's taking less money. And if a guy takes less money, then that's on him.
And just as the previous caller said, there are other guys out there. Now, do they have the...
There's nobody else out there. Come on. Stop. Not in the context of what we're talking about. There's nobody else out there. Nobody else out there is going to make you win. That's the point.
And how's that worked out for you? You didn't win. You haven't won the last few years.
Did they sign a major free agent like Bryce Harper?
No, they haven't.
Okay. And that's what we're talking about. Getting a player who makes a difference.
Oh, yes. He will make a difference if you can get him. But I'm not saying you give up the whole season if you don't get him.
Well, the season's going to be, you're always going to be haunted by what could have been. Like, you can't live that way. How could you live that way? Haunted by what could have been. If you put an inferior product out there, how could you generate that much enthusiasm for a lesser product? You can't. You can't. Steve, you want a general knowledge question?
We got to move on. Why not? I'll go for it.
All right, it's a general knowledge category.
Mm-hmm.
What character has been portrayed by actresses Linda Carter and Gal Gadot?
That would be Wonder Woman.
That is correct, Steve. Wonder Woman is correct. The questions are easy today, fairly.
They are fairly easy.
Fairly easy today.
I want you to respond to my father-in-law real fast.
Your father-in-law?
Yeah.
What did he say?
We need somebody like Jim Thome, who wanted to come here, enjoyed himself when he was here, then stepped aside when Howard came up. That's a team player. So my response was, laugh out loud, what? Thome was good because he was good. His response was, he cared. So can you please help me?
What do you mean he stepped aside? what does that mean? He didn't step aside.
I know. In fact, he held Howard down in the minors too long.
Yeah, he didn't step aside. They made a trade to move him on.
I know. But this is what I...
Your father-in-law is an old school guy.
He is old school.
He's old school. So it rankles him that these guys are making this kind of money and they're playing with his franchise. But that's the name of the game today. Times have changed.
I have a question, Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
What would the fan base be like? You're talking about Jim Thome. When was the last time we were even in contention for somebody of this magnitude?
Good question.
People forget that. Mm-hmm. The whole next season could be, like you're saying, without this, it's not going to be as good. We have the chance now to just be so much better, and I feel like people are just forgetting that because of this guy's attitude that they're like projecting onto him. That
he hasn't said that he doesn't want to come here. We've only speculated that...
It's all made up, essentially.
Right. We don't know for sure. And people forget, Natalie, to your point, how fun it is to go to Citizens Bank Park when that ball's flying out of there. When they're putting up the crooked numbers like Charlie, that's a lot of fun down there.
If we were out of this with Harper, we would be so envious of every team that was in it, every single team.
Yep.
It's really a simple analysis that fans somehow bypass. The only thing you can control as a team is to put the best lineup you can on the field. And then, like, if they don't win, they don't win. Because there's a lot of variables that go into winning an actual pennant and then a world championship. But the best thing you can do that you can control is put the best guys in your lineup. This guy in right field makes your lineup better than it is. That's the only thing you can control. And whether he's making $350 or whatever, that's the only thing you should care about.
I mean, back in the day, milk was, 25 cents a gallon? Now it's $3 a bit gallon. What are you going to do?
It's not worth it.
I'm not buying the milk because now it's $2.75 more.
J.D. Drew was booed because he wasn't here. Harper's going to be here. That's the whole point. Julian and Trenton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Julian.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
What's up, Julian?
Nothing much, man. I just wanted to speak on, first of all, last couple callers. Marwin Gonzalez,
Carlos Gonzalez is now 33, can't hit anymore.
Okay. Yeah, exactly, 33, can't hit, whatever. But I also wanted to speak on how, Harper, you know, how he they said how it's out that he doesn't want to prefer to play. He doesn't prefer to play here and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Well, put it this way. You know, once if he signs here, say we give, you know, give him the money, give him $350, and he plays here. Once he does well, you know how Philly fans are, as Philly fans are. You're doing well, we love you. Mm-hmm. You're doing bad, and you're a superstar, then, yeah, of course, we're going to tell you how it is.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I just think that once we sign him, we give him the money, he gets here, I really believe he's going to have a great year because, I mean, let's face it, he's going to have, I think he'll hit anywhere from 6 to 12, you know, extra home runs a year just in our park alone, you know? I mean, the guy, if he was on our team this year, I think he would have had, you know, he would have definitely hit 40.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
listen, I don't know what's going on through the guy's head. Maybe the guy is afraid that if he fails here, that this fan base is going to be hard on him. Maybe because he's looking at San Francisco, they're not hard on their players. In Washington, they have a familiarity with him, right? So they won't be hard on him there. If he goes to the Yankees, he blends in with all those other guys, so they won't be as hard on him there. Maybe that's what he's looking for. And you can't control that. If that's what he's looking for and he doesn't want to be here for the possibility that he be treated harshly if he fails, then what are you going to do?
I hear you there. I mean, say Washington, there's been a couple, I know in the past week or two, there's been a couple unanimous players that have spoken out on, you know, the way he plays and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, not everybody on the team, not everybody on that team really, I guess, is for him. So, I mean, I mm-hmm. wouldn't personally want to go back there, and especially if a team, you know, that, if they get him, they will be in contention. I think, you know, if they get him especially, they need, the two things they need is a left-handed slugger and mm-hmm. they need another, you know, number two/three pitcher.
Yep.
You know, they get that. Mm-hmm. They'll be in contention for the next 5 to 8 years.
I got you, man. All right, you want a general knowledge question?
Yeah, sure.
The heart quiz. So the answer has the word heart in it. An emphatic liberal is called a what?
Has a heart in it, you said?
Uh-huh. An emphatic liberal.
Mm. Wow. I don't know.
This is this the first one we didn't get today, I think. Well, that would be called a bleeding heart.
Oh, I thought snowflake.
No. here's what I came to a conclusion today in driving. I think that liberals are more cautious on the road and hence more maddening in weather like this.
Oh, my God. Why?
I don't know
bumper
why.
Bumper stickers?
Based on bumper stickers.
Yeah, but what percentage of people have bumper stickers?
Based on bumper stickers. It seemed like everybody that I got behind today on the way in was who went really slow. I mean, really slow. Was a liberal.
Yeah, but
now why is that?
Well, you're going.
Am I right?
Yes, but if you go by the bumper stickers, you're right because you're talking about the stereotype. If you go bumper sticker, uh-huh. you have to also look at the vehicle.
The liberals
driving the Prius yes. in the snow because uh-huh. they're in the stereotype. The conservative, by the stereotype, let's not get upset, is driving a pickup truck. Well, mm-hmm. what's better in the snow?
Well, maybe not necessarily a pickup truck. I didn't see one pickup truck.
Or
today.
The SUV, guzzler.
I don't know what the car
drill,
is.
Baby,
but,
drill.
But why would a liberal be more... You would think a conservative would be more conservative on the road
no.
than a liberal.
No.
Why is a liberal more conservative on the road?
I'd hope everybody would be conservative regardless of political leanings.
I'm talking about ridiculously conservative.
Those people.
Like going 15 miles an hour in a 35 conservative.
Okay.
Yeah, those people.
Like that type
Yeah,
of
you know why.
I don't know why. Why would a liberal be more cautious than a conservative?
With the bumper sticker, you're probably a little bit of a pansy. In what? All of your life. You're probably cautious in a lot of places with the bumper sticker.
If you have a bumper sticker, you're a pansy?
The extra political,
it just didn't make any sense
just
to me.
Like on the other side, you're probably a nut job. I don't want to be friends with you. That goes both ways. It's not like I'm saying one guy's good and the other one's not. They're both bad with the bumper sticker.
I don't know. I just made that kind of conclusion today, just driving around in the snow.
Yeah, you got bumper stickers on your car? Political bumper stickers on your car, Natalie?
No.
Oh! Reasonable person. I actually like you. Shocking.
610-632-0975. So one of the things about life that doesn't make sense to me, one of the things that I waste a lot of time thinking about, which is one reason why, you know, I'm a dope. Because I waste that much time when I'm thinking about stupid stuff. All this brain power I've wasted.
I know, and you're driving and thinking about the political leanings of your fellow...
If I could focus that on quantum physics, NASA, something like that, I could have been something.
I think you're doing all right.
Yeah.
Back after this on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right, let's get an update on our Twitter poll. We'll get some smooth music to take you through the late afternoon here. Everybody snowed in, cozied at home. Twitter poll is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Natalie?
Yes, Mike. Over 2,600 votes on this so far. Where will Harper land? 56% say the Phillies, 16% say the Giants, 17% think the Nationals, and 11% say other.
All righty then. Let's go to Rob in Bucks County. Rob, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rob.
Yeah, how you doing?
What's up, Rob?
This crap reminds me of the LeBron James crap.
Uh-huh.
And he's just sitting there, and I already think he made up his mind. Because, basically, I don't think he's going to San Francisco because, basically, I think he's going to want to stay on the East Coast.
Why?
Because that's where he's comfortable.
Why is he
comfortable? The whole time you've been talking about comfort.
Why is he comfortable on the East Coast? He's from Vegas.
Well, I mean, where he's been playing.
Yeah, doesn't mean he's comfortable.
I don't see him going out to that, going out there. But the only thing is, with the Phillies, they need, I think they really basically need to, you know, put the money out there, get it done, and, you know, whether it's an eight-year deal, and you can pull an eight-year deal for $320 million. Whether it's an eight-year deal, give the guy what the hell he wants. Because that's the bottom line. And besides that, I mean, the only team that I'm worried about sneaking in is, you know, the team that always tries to sneak in, and it's New York.
Yankees?
They always try to sneak their nose in, and... I mean, this is going to be like, you know, the Bambino, you know, Washington loses them, and he, whatever team he goes to, you know, and then they win, like, what? A four World Series.
Right. The difference between this and LeBron James, though, is vast, because LeBron James had a house in L.A., and he was kind of targeted for that
Well, I mean, I'm talking about, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when he went to Miami.
Oh, when he went to Miami.
When he sat there and had that press conference, waited to the whole thing, screwed up all the teams.
Yeah, but I thought you were referring to this free agency because the Sixers were involved.
Everybody knew he was going to go to the Lakers.
So you go, give him shorter years, but the same money.
Shorter years, more money. Because basically it's a two-for-one. You know, you get your years and you give him the extra money. But then you look at, like, if he diminishes, like you say, within the 8 years, he's going to start to diminish. And, you know, you don't
But they're still committing the same money for fewer years. Why would that benefit the Phillies?
Because, basically, he's not like it. Like, he's not going to have a great year. Say he has a bad year, like his fourth year, then sixth year, and you see diminishing.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. I got your point.
And it might be a situation where one day you might want to go back to Washington, like LeBron. So if you give him a shorter deal, and more, you definitely got to give more money to Machado. His deal is too freaking big.
Right, gotcha. All right,
They need to get this done before somebody gets something else in his eye.
somebody gets a different idea in his head. They need to get it done. And the thing that makes me think they're going to get this done is yesterday, day after. Oh, there's nobody in left field. Where is my left
fielder? Rob, I drove to Pittsburgh in less time than this call took. Oh, my God. Oh, Jesus. I was trying to butt in and give him a question.
You tried.
My man just kept going and going.
He had a lot of thoughts.
Dave in Center City. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Yeah, no surprise here. All three members of the A-team made it into work today.
Oh, certainly. What, we were calling out because of snow? What, are you kidding?
Mikey, Miss, about a year ago, I gave you a six-pack of questions. We had to wait almost a year for the results that you went 6-for-6. Mikey, Miss, you now are on back on the hot seat. Are you ready?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Will Mike Trout ever become a Philly?
No.
Will Jay Wright ever become head coach of the Sixers?
Possibility.
Will Kevin Durant ever play for the Sixers?
No.
Will Claude Giroux play his entire career as a Flyer?
No.
How many Lombardi trophies will the marriage of Carson and Dougie T yield?
One more.
And final question. Assuming it will not be to each other, who will cut the cake next? Natalie Agonoff or Mike Missanelli? You are off the hot seat, sir.
Natalie's going to cut the cake before I do. There's no question about that.
Have a good day, guys.
All right, that was the end? That was the end of Dave. He was just in and out. A Dave special today.
I didn't know what cake he was referencing.
I think he was telling about a wedding cake.
Wedding cake. Mm. Cut the cake. No, he didn't mean like.
I didn't know if I, Natalie, like, I give if you, I missed a cake.
Within the next 5 years.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, well,
you'll be invited. We'll have a good time.
Oh, thank you.
No, my father-in-law responded to you, Mike.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
What did your father-in-law say?
I'll root harder for the Phillies if they don't have Harper than if they do. How's that for old school?
Yeah, see, he's old school. He's bitter. He's a classic example of a bitter guy who doesn't want to let the athlete dictate the terms over his fandom.
Problem is, he's lying.
That's an old school.
But he's lying.
Well, he is lying because once the guy's in the lineup and cracks a couple home runs, then you go, oh, what was I? Well, you know, you won't admit it to yourself, but you'll enjoy the whole thing.
When we're down to spring training, he already bought tickets to games. Why do you think he's going down there to spring training?
Who, your father-in-law?
Yeah. He's already got the tickets. He's coming
down
when we're
to see
down
Harper.
There. Of course he is, but no.
So when's the spring training? He's coming that week. Where there?
Yeah, he's there the same time. He's staying a little longer, but yeah, he's coming down. He might be on the same flight. No.
Uh-huh.
He's coming down the same day we're going down. You have you ever met him?
Thank you. Meet your father-in-law?
Well, if not, you'll meet him this trip because he'll be down there.
I don't think
I've
met your father-in-law.
Well, you'll meet him. He'll be down there.
All right. Bob, what is this? I was looking at my TV screen there, and TMZ was on, and Drake took Adele bowling. What's up with that? Do you get any... Did you get any info on that, Nat?
I don't have any scoop on that, but I think it's probably music related.
Some music related.
If I had to guess.
I was looking at up the
I think
story.
She's still...
He took her bowling.
Yeah
they're
that.
Bonding
yeah.
before
yeah.
they...
Studio be music related.
No. He does. He wind and dined J-Lo just so he can use a sample for one of her songs.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, it's he doesn't just cut a check. Drake, the part of the reason why he's so popular is he's big with relationships. So he has to, if he wants Adele on a track, first of all, I've never heard Adele on a hip-hop track.
No, she'd be incredible.
Yeah, you're going to have to wine and dine. You're not just going to be able to say, hey, Adele, want to work together.
Yeah, she's married.
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this
is Adele married to?
His name is Simon Konecki.
She's very happy with him.
Sounds like
father of her child.
Sounds like a flyer, doesn't it, Simon Konecki?
He might be as a flyer top.
He's a flyer.
He might as a flyer top.
He's like an Englishman. Is he an Englishman?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Looking for Adele. I thought Drake was trying to, you know, make a play.
No, that doesn't mean he didn't try to, but she probably said no. But Drake goes all out to try to get the person on a song. He doesn't just ask.
All right. Larry in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Larry.
Mike, you're missing the gang. Thanks for having
me. What's going on, Larry?
First, I want to talk real quickly about maybe in the future, Middleton ought to not talk about spending stupid money, putting his foot in his mouth, maybe not show his cards. Maybe then Scott Boras wouldn't have a little bit of leverage to play games with him. And, you know, obviously he's taking advantage of that and sees an opportunity and he's taking it. I don't blame him. I think in San Diego, okay, people are talking to me. I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know how, clearly they don't have a chance to win even with this guy. I mean, who really knows? But I mean, I think they're thinking second level. It's a no win. It's a no lose for them. You know, you get this superstar. You're the only team in town. You probably sell some extra tickets, but I'm predicting, similar to Stanton, similar to A-Rod, similar to even Hamels here in Philly, I'm predicting that Machado doesn't last more than 3 years in San Diego. They're going to end up trading him, and they're going to get a lot back in return and rebuild and not be on the hook for all that money, which is, in a sense, a good business move. And maybe the Phillies should be thinking about that as well. I mean, I think the Phillies are going to be good, so there's no downside to getting him, and I think you have to get Harper, but...
So you're suggesting that, like, when they, because prices will still go up and up and up and up, so by the time they're ready to trade them, it would actually be a reasonable contract.
Well,
for a superstar,
yeah, I think that there's going to be a big, a major team in the next few years that's going to be contending.
I got to think he's got a no trade clause in that contract. I got to think that that's in there. When you have a contract that big, they usually put the no trade in there because they want total control.
He would waive it.
He would waive it.
Machado?
You'd have to waive it for a lot of money.
I mean, I don't know. It happened with A-Rod. It happened with Stanton. Mm-hmm. It happened with Hamels.
He got paid, too, to waive it.
Yeah, no.
All right. Do you want a general knowledge question?
I'd love one.
Fads of the 1970s?
Fads
of the 1970s. Do this line dance from a Van McCoy song. What was the line dance in the 70s? Oh, sorry, man. Do the hustle!
Being born in 79 is not an excuse to get that wrong.
Natalie, I knew that.
You need to do the hustle?
I knew the hustle.
Line dance?
Yeah.
In the 70s?
I know how to do the hustle.
You know how to do the hustle?
I do.
Yeah. I don't.
You don't?
Nope.
You weren't a hustler?
Nope.
Do you do any line dances? The electric slide? The chicken dance?
Do I look like a line dance guy to
you? How about the alley cat?
No.
Hokey pokey?
Hokey pokey. You got to do a little hokey pokey.
He's done a hokey pokey in his life.
He's done a hokey pokey with a young lady. She asked you to do the hokey pokey.
You put your right foot in and out.
Yep. And you shaking it all about as well. Don't lie.
I think I was in a train once.
Like the conga line?
You like the train.
Oh, come on, ride the train?
Yeah, that goes through the wedding hall.
Yes.
I think I did that once.
Just once?
Dude, the line dance to me, I'm an observer.
You got to get in there,
look
Mike.
How stupid that guy looks. That's what I think. 610-632-0975. We're back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's 4:47, Mike Masnelli Show. All right, I just looked outside. It looks like it's there's no snow anymore. It's just a matter of the cleanup happening right now.
Yeah, people, and I think
on the
it's...
road, give us an update.
It's raining, too, or something.
Our sympathies and admiration go out to the people who have to work out there, the delivery people, the mail folks out there pounding it out on a day like this. Always have great empathy for those folks who work outside.
Yep.
Miserable days like this.
And if you plow roads along my route, I love you. If you have not plowed roads along my route, I hate you. That's what I say to the plow people.
Well,
if you've plowed along my route, you're the greatest. If you have not plowed along my route, then I'm not a big fan.
Well, your route probably plowed. Like, why wouldn't your route be plowed?
Because it wasn't plowed on the way in.
Well, it was just getting started.
Wasn't salted either.
You came in at what time? It started snowing at 10 o'clock.
Well, I was 10 something. I was on the road.
All right, well, it just started snowing. What do you want them to plow? Three flakes?
Just put down the salt. Do your proper prep work.
You got to plow before you put the salt down.
Now they go through, put the salt in, they plow.
Yeah, the snow was piled on top of it.
And they treat the road.
They plow, and then the back of the truck that spins the salt.
I'm anxious for the no savesies situation in Fishtown.
Oh.
This is when it gets real.
Oh, the parking spaces?
Yeah, it's going to get real.
Throughout the whole city, including Fishtown. Yeah, if anybody has a story about that, that'd probably be interesting to hear.
I took my daughter to dinner in Northern Lib on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. How did you like it?
It took me a half hour to find a parking space. Half hour.
That's bad.
That's ridiculous.
I know.
They got to do something about that. There's too many people that live down there.
Now, yeah.
So, I mean, they got to do something about the parking situation.
I'll tell you what.
They took that Wahlburgers parking lot away.
When I got down there 4 years ago now, it was nothing like it is now. When I moved back to Fishtown, it was nothing like it is now.
Crazy, man. I get frustrated when I can't find a parking space because usually I have really good luck at that. Like, I'm one of these charmed guys.
Yeah.
You can drive in Center City and something opens up for me.
Yeah.
Like street parking. Because I hate going in garages. Right. I have an aversion to it.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Yeah. But there's one garage that has now prohibited tipping, which I thought was a good move by them.
Why?
Well, I don't know. But it's a good move, don't you think? Because you're paying $30 for parking. Was that the Union League, like parking lot, like down the street across from the Union League?
Yeah.
You pay the 30, yeah, it's 30, so you got to tip off the 30. So I guess people were complaining about that, so they said no tipping.
Seems fair,
when
I guess.
When they bring your car down, usually you give them a few bucks.
As long as the people are being properly paid, in my opinion.
Well, you know, I'm sure they added something to their paycheck because of that.
I'd hope so.
Austin in Reading, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Austin.
Hey, you know how I know I'm not a liberal?
How's that?
Because I got from Westchester to Reading in the time it took me to hold to get on this call.
Oh, is that right? So you weren't going 15?
There ain't no way.
All right.
So I wanted to talk a little bit, and then you drove me up a wall talking about how there's no
such team.
Thing
no
really
such
team. Play
yep. Nope.
In baseball.
Not anymore.
Have you ever watched Mike Trout play?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike Trout is a 320 hitter, not because he's such an excellent solo talent. Mike Trout is a 320 hitter career because the guy plays team baseball. I've seen the guy lay down sack bunts. I've seen the guy hit the ball to right field when he's got a man on second so that he can get the runner advanced. His WAR is the highest of all time in the history of baseball for the past two seasons because he is the ultimate team player.
Yeah, I tell you what. If you show me a video of him laying down a sacrifice bunt, I'll give you money.
He did it again.
There's absolutely no way that they're asking Mike Trout to sacrifice bunt. And if they are, it's stupid. All right?
Not really. I mean,
yeah, it's ridiculous. To have a guy like Mike Trout sacrifice bunt is the stupidest thing you can ever do as a manager.
Well, that's why he's one of the greatest players of all time.
No, it's not. It's stupidity on the manager's part.
Well, I mean, that's why he's got the highest WAR of.
Yeah, you don't hit 320 by giving yourself up. All right? So if he gave himself up maybe a couple times, they'd rather have Mike Trout get a base hit, not going to run, and give us a move a runner.
I mean, you're right on that, but I mean, Barry Bonds is considered a horrible person because he did steroids, but he still hit 300 for his career. So
yeah, I don't know what that has to do with being team. Like three.
You know what I mean?
How are you correlating Mike Trout hitting 320 with being a team player?
Because you're saying that you can't be a 320 hitter by being a team.
No, player. I didn't say that at all. I said there's no such thing as team players in baseball.
They don't do
things that are team oriented. They do individual acts that add to a team winning.
The WAR statistic is designed to see how much you can impact your team.
Yeah, you're impacting your team with your offensive play
and defensive play.
All right, well, you're a good defensive player. How is a good defensive player? How do you equate being a team player with being a good defensive player?
Giving up the body, being willing to, you know, lay out for catches.
Oh, okay, but that's still individual skills that's doing that. You know, that's just your individual skills. You don't need your teammates to control the individual skill, is what I'm saying. Leonard in Elkins Park, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Leonard, you got about a minute.
Hey, Mike, first time, long time.
Thanks, buddy.
What I wanted to talk about, I was born and raised in Philadelphia. I'm a 4-for-4 guy. I think the problem that people have with Bryce Harper, Philadelphians, is that it's a loser mentality.
Mm-hmm.
We've had such this loser mentality for so many years said. There's a guy literally staring at us in our face, and that $350 million, which I agree with you, that's the contract that needs to get it done. There's a guy staring right in your face, and you need to go get him. And if they don't, it's a loser mentality, and that's what's the problem with Philadelphia.
Well, Leonard, I appreciate your call. We have to run. The team is not acting on a loser mentality. The fans that say we don't want him because he doesn't want us is a loser mentality. I would agree with that. And we'll flush this out. We have a whole 5 o'clock hour to do it, but we have to say goodbye to our TV audience. Thanks for watching, everybody, on NBC Sports Philadelphia. The Mike Misnelli Show continues for one more hour right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.